about 12 years ago, I was driving down the road and I saw a man hitchhiking. And Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill.
And he was very strong and muscular and not the kind of person that looked very safe to stop for, but something in me stopped, made me stop. And then when I did, we ended up talking, and I ended up for some reason wanting to take him all the way to his house. And we ended up, he said he wanted to get to know me, and I went, oh, well. But something drew me, you know, so I came back, and he lives in an old trailer, and I come over and we talk, and he was wearing a picture of Baba around his neck. Not the first time I stopped, but when I sat to talk with him. So we used to talk, and he was like the first person that ever, I never had thought of anything spiritual before that, not consciously, I think it always. So he kind of opened that path to me, and he used to begin to talk about Baba, but not very much because I wasn't ready or something. But I used to always look at that picture on his necklace. So then we became friends, and about 10 years later, I did a lot of other things in between, some which were more painful than others. And about 10 years later, I was in Israel. This was 3 years ago now. And I had the worst year of my life. I was very, very, very bad place. And this same friend, after about 5 years of not being in contact, somehow or other wrote me a letter and said, why don't you come to Chapel Hill? And I just felt like I should. So I came to Chapel Hill and lived in the same house with him. And then there were pictures of Baba on the wall. And the pictures began to communicate with me. I began to feel that Baba was talking to me. And so then little by little, I came to the center finally.
But when you picked him up for the first time, you were in contact with Baba?
Well, I didn't consciously know. I mean, I saw his picture. I remember being riveted by that picture, but until about 2 weeks before I came here, I didn't remember how I had looked at that picture. It was like somehow that memory went away, and I thought, well, my contact's only been 3 years. But then about two weeks before I came here, I suddenly remembered that really, I guess 12 years ago, I felt Baba, and then he was behind everything else.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Israel?
Yeah.
A lot of my family lives in Israel.